Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, regular guys and gals. As you can tell, it's Christmas Eve.
Hello.
And you know what, Kelsey?
What?
You guys, I think we, did we fool them for the Christmas season?
I think we might have.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I think so. I'm enjoying this song a lot, though, Kevin. What is this?
Well, this is a recent discovery of mine. It's Snoopy's Christmas. You know, it's fun and Merry Christmas and all this stuff, but then it's basically talking about him being a World War I fighter pilot killing all these people.
My God.
Oh, my God.
And he yells out, Merry... Yeah. But you know what's so funny in the comments and YouTube? People, like, this reminds me of my father who passed away, and I guess... I don't know. It's bizarre. Anyway... You guys, Merry Christmas Eve, everybody.
Merry Christmas Eve.
I'm really distracted.
And on to you.
By the way, I don't know if that's tradition, guys.
You're right. I think that's just Christmas Eve Eve.
I guess the first thing I really should be doing is asking you guys, how was your Christmas Eve Eve? How was it? Was it
phenomenal?
Was it special? Yeah.
Just phenomenal.
Talk to me, Kelsey.
I had to tell my family that it was a holiday.
Okay.
They were unaware.
Right. They didn't know.
You know, but once I let them know that, they were really into it. And we did a little Christmas Eve Eve shopping.
Okay.
You know, I did a little styling for the troops. So it was fun. And the mall that we went to, I mean, I feel like, Kev, we've talked about this. The Caruso brothers in LA, the ones who mimicked the European style, yes, of the outdoor malls,
yep,
have really set the stage for now all these new malls across, mm-hmm, the country to open. So we have a mall that's like that down here in Seattle. It's called University Village. It's all outdoor, very Christmassy. So we went there and it was nice.
Did the squad get into the spirit? I tell you,
the
fastest way to get in the spirit, you just go down to your local mall with,
yeah,
your mask and your vaccination card. We want to be safe.
Right.
And we walk freely amongst the citizens.
Exactly. No, the squad was definitely in the spirit. And I will tell you, it was so refreshing. Every single salesperson I dealt with was beyond kind, like beyond. And I wasn't expecting that because I've worked in retail during the holidays and it's not fun. But they were like, not even just doing their job, they were like going above and beyond. And I really, really loved that. It made,
yeah,
me so
were
happy.
A classic civilian and we were just short and mean to them.
Because, no, never, because
your shopping is far more important than whatever's going on. They're miserable.
That's never. So Kelsey to be short and mean. That's exactly
saying,
what I expect from Kelsey.
Ooh, it's Christmas Eve Eve. Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. And no, so, it was really lovely.
So, and then Pooj, you guys on your Christmas Eve, you built gingerbread houses. Am I correct?
We did.
So cute.
We did. We built gingerbread houses and like we made sugar cookies and we decorated them with the sprinkles and all that stuff. And
how festive.
We watched some Christmas movies and it was fun. I actually have an outdoor mall near me too that is called The Grove, which is what we have in LA. And I got Christmas presents for my siblings since I was very behind on that. So I snuck away during the day. To go do that.
Like you had a pretty robust Christmas Eve Eve.
Honestly.
That was like a packed one.
Oof. That's heavy.
Yeah, it was a whole day, but it was fun. It was good. And we ate all the cookies, obviously. Honestly, they're kind of gross because you like fill them up with frosting and sprinkles and like glitter and it tastes nasty, but you got to do it.
No.
And you always think it's going to be good and you're like super hyped and then you eat them and you're like, ew.
You're like, ew. But you know, we had, you know, those sugar cookies that are like imprinted with the snowmen, like, and they,
yes.
And they have them for different seasons. They have Halloween ones and they're just like the best.
You mean like a cookie cutter that is in the shape of a snowman?
No, Kev. Oh my God. You would love these.
You definitely.
Can I give a shout out to, the original Kelsey?
Who's
people don't know this. People don't know this, but you this is Kelsey 2.0 that is with us. However,
wow.
The original model was called Kelly.
Oh yeah.
Kelly Knezovich.
That's right.
And Kelly worked for Marie and I. She was one of the producers on the Tomorrow Show. An AfterBuzz host. And Kelly's passion was baking. And so, you know, when I used to do those at the end of the season at AfterBuzz, I was the CEO who did one-on-ones with each host and I would create a business plan for each kid. I think I've said this too on the show before, as I continue to just humble brag.
That's not like, even a humble brag.
I have some new terms, you guys, please remember the commercial break. I have some new non-chewy terms that I got for some other Gen Z people that it's a double whammy because it's a name drop and a Gen Z cool thing that we can adopt in the new year and all look cool and be popular.
Amazing.
So remind me.
Okay.
Now, where was I?
Kelly. Talking about Kelly.
So, yeah. So Kelly and I did our one-on-one and I was like, well, how do we mix your love of media, but like your crazy passion for baking? And I'm so big on titles. I'm big on titles. I'm big on names of businesses. And today on this Christmas Eve edition of Regular Guy Friday, I have less prepared than normal, but here's some takeaway.
But nonetheless, very spirited still.
Oh my goodness.
Always.
By the way, you guys, I'm still on my hangover from Christmas Eve Eve. Jeff Graham has to introduce me to this holiday, which I'm finding out is a global phenomenon. You know, many people I woke up to text this morning yesterday morning for Merry Christmas Eve Eve.
Really?
Yes, of course. Amazing. But I of course said, and unto you.
Of course.
Interestingly enough, Queenie, who now is obsessed with Christmas Eve Eve. I tested her yesterday morning and said, oh, Merry Christmas Eve Eve. And she was like, Merry Christmas Eve Eve, because she was in bed. And I said, stood at the door, had to clear my throat again. And she's like, and on to you.
Ah, nice.
Yeah. So
anyway. Well done, Maria.
So here's some takeaway, guys. Whether you're writing a book, a screenplay, or starting a business or a website, anything, I am so big on the name. And most, if you ever work with me in coaching for business, I break people down as civilians and samurais. And civilians, you know, they're great. They're the consumers, which I'm a very big civilian myself. They're the consumers, they buy, and we love them. They're the fans, and we have to cater to them. But the samurai are the ones that have to work harder, have to work smarter, have to be leaner and meaner, et cetera, et cetera. And if you're starting a business and you want to be successful, you have to think like a samurai. there is no Saturday and Sunday. There is no, you know, like the first thing I learned in the carny business when I started, where I was like, there was these two guys who worked for us, Popcorn and Clyde.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. They were, one was 600 pounds and we, they, yeah, he welded his own. He took the seat of his van and Crackpipe Jimmy, who was a welder. See, a lot of people in the carny business, you guys were like formerly had regular guy jobs. They are welders, electricians, but like completely fell into drugs and crime and families just disowned them. And, you know, they would, that's how they ended up in the carny business because who else would hire them? And, but yeah, we welded, Jimmy Crackpipe welded Popcorn, his big captain's chair. We had to move it back, like I think 2 feet. And completely illegal. Like, by the way, if there was ever an accident, you know, whatever. But those, you know, guys didn't care. They probably didn't have insurance for his van.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
But I'll never forget, we had to go. It was like one of my first jobs. And I remember saying there was a trailer left at one of the fairgrounds that they had to go pick up. And that's Popcorn and Clyde. What they were really good at was driving, and they could fix little things here and there, but they couldn't move very well anymore, you know. So, but driving, amazing. They could drive like 15 hours straight. Wow. And they could pull any, it didn't matter how big or small the unit was, they could park it in the littlest spaces. And Petey was their little doggy. That was with Popcorn and Clyde. With Popcorn and so, but I'll never forget when I was talking to one of my bosses was like, we have to go pick up that other trailer. I'm like, oh. I was like, we need it for an event on Tuesday. And I said, well, I don't want to bother Popcorn and Klein on their Saturday. And he cracked up in my face and he was like, listen, you better understand this real fast. To a carny, you know, a Saturday is the same as a Tuesday, is the same as a Thursday. You know, it's all the same. They're just days in the week. And then I carried that on, you know what, to my own life and in business, because I just was like, you know, and by the way, the carny owners who were the ones who made a lot of money, they blew it all just as fast on gambling and God knows what else, but they made a ton of money because they had that mentality. So I don't even know what that has to do with what I just said.
I don't know. I liked Popcorn and Glad though.
Yeah, getting back to thinking like a civilian in a sandwich.
Ah, yes, yes.
That's how the samurai thinks, like, you know, and that's why for years I'd be like, hey, listen, I just don't want to lose my weekend. And I'm like, well, you're only going to get 52 a year of those for the rest of your life. So I think you could probably lose a couple of those for your greater goals and the things you want in life. And that's why I always say, like with civilians, do not ask a civilian on a Thursday, from Thursday night till Monday morning, they're completely checked out. Do not say, can you
don't even try.
Help me move this pack of gum from one
can
side.
Can you help me move this pack of gum?
Not just let them do their thing, let them have their fun. But anyway, so when you do start businesses or websites or your scripts or your books, I'm really big on title. Mm. And especially now where there's just, it's so hard to get your, whatever it is, your product past all the noise that's out there. And, you know, but civilians will pitch me like the clever, cute name. And I'm like, okay, yeah, because it's don't you understand? It's my high school mascot and my grandmother's middle name. And it comes together. And like, it has just so much meaning to me. I'm like, yeah, that's awesome. I have no idea what that business
is. What's going on? Yeah.
And then they'll say, oh yeah, like, you know about Google, like, you know what Yahoo means, which, you know, I'm like, yeah, thank you. You done civilian. They had, I can't tell you tens to hundreds of millions of dollars in marketing money to get their names out there in that way. For the regular guy, we don't have that.
No.
So we have to, like, every girl's guide to life says what it is. And it took me a minute to come up with that. And then, of course, as always, per the Kevin Undergaro School of Business, there's a million every girls now. And everyone copied our book. And at least they admit it. HarperCollins and many celebrities have come up and said, oh my God, thank you. Your book, like, we used it to, that's how we wrote our book. And by the way,
what Maria said. That's so crazy. I didn't know that.
Yeah, by the way, honestly, God, you guys, I'm flattered by that. And you should be as well. Like, when that happens, that's the highest form of flattery. But that's why I always say, it's, yeah, sure, it's really smart to create Coke. But most of the time when you know, for every Coke, there is, you know, Kev's Cola that gets created and Kev's Cola gets turned into Coke. But I always say, take Coke and make Pepsi. So take something that's working and go, okay, how do I put my spin on this? Something that's proven, that's working. How do I put my spin on it to come into that marketplace? Anyway, that's another, like, samurai technique that I didn't always employ. I was the first to do after shows, as you know, and et cetera, et cetera. So, but I also think it takes the pressure off, because a lot of people think they have to invent Coke, and you don't. So that's the problem. People say in business, like, oh, but there's already a blank, or I, you know, and no, it doesn't work that way. You know, the smart people see something that's working and go, okay, I'm going to get in on that market and I'm going to do it better. And there you go. So, but getting back to names and titles and how important they are, I can't tell you, it's the first thing for me. I can't even write a script or start any project without knowing what the title is. I have a really hard time with things that are untitled, and sometimes I have to move forward. But I there's so many movies that didn't succeed because of the title. You know, good movies that just were mistitled, and therefore they kind of just, they get lost. But anyway, back to Kelly, the original Kelsey. By the way, they look alike. Their personalities are alike. It's amazing. You know,
so,
like,
funny. And,
but we took to the whiteboard and said, okay, how do we fuse your love of baking, but then your ability to be on media? And she's like Kelsey, the updated edition. Kelsey 2.0, Kelly, very, very talented and really just a bright, bright spark. And so we went to the whiteboard and you know the name we came up with?
I do know.
Would you like to tell the regular guy and gal audience?
Let's have Pooja guess first, just because I like guessing.
He's never going to guess.
I'm never going to guess. I don't
know. Okay, well, also
cooking.
Pretty, right? Pretty Little Baker?
Pretty Little Bakers.
So good.
Oh, wait, I like that name.
Isn't that cute?
That's so cute.
Right? So now build off that. Now, that took a minute. And now listen, guys, if you don't have a Kevin, then there's other people in your life. I have other people in my life that I know are really good at it too. And I can't tell you, just, you know, sometimes it's going to the thesaurus, you know, online.com to come up with names. Or even checking in search engine optimization, names that really trigger, like Pretty Little Liars is something that, right?
Yep.
That you're going to find. And so, you know, it just fit. Her and her mom are cute. And
it's so perfect.
And when I tell you, check her stuff out, you guys, and just so you see, I'm not crazy. Her pastries, her cookies they're works of art to the point you can't even eat them. Like, I would just buy them to decorate a party. I'm not kidding. If I think it's at Pretty Little Bakers, is Kelly's, is
Instagram? Let me pull it up.
What it is. And we'll put it in the show notes too.
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
But yeah, that's the importance, guys. So don't get so, and by the way, then at the same time, don't get hung up on a title, because I'll tell you 100% of the time, I've thought in my mind, or we thought in our mind, we had the best name for a charity, a business, a book, an event, or whatever. And then we would find out that through trademarks or copyrights or pre-existing IP, intellectual properties, that those names would not be available. 100% of the time, even though at the time I'd be like, there's no better name. We'd come up with a better name, to the point that years later, I completely forgot what the other name was. So You'll always come to that good name. I think you table it with other people, but it's super important. But do not go into it like a civilian. And I've seen, that's the first thing when people would sit with me in AfterBuzz, they would have those kind of names that, yeah, but it's just so cool. It's so personal to me. And I'm like, okay, you're already going at an impossible task because you have 5 cents in the bank to do this. Mm-hmm. And you need everything. Like I always say, whatever you can't control, you have to control in the best way, because you're not gonna be able to control all the other things. And even if you do have unlimited funds, I wouldn't spend them there.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
You know, yeah. I wouldn't spend them there. So anyway, yes. So that's a little regular guy Friday business tip. Let's take a break. We have some new non-chuggy terms, and some name drops. And I think we have to talk about, I'll tell you how I spent my Christmas Eve, and then how kind of life goes full circle. But
I have to tell you about a term I had to ask Pooja about yesterday because I didn't know what it meant.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Yeah. This is big, guys. This is why. Listen, I know it's Christmas Eve, but I hope everyone has their notebooks out. This is really important stuff, you guys, because at the end of the day, Kelsey, it's most important to be
not chuggy.
Thank you, Pooja. Pooja's such a better student.
Good job, Pooja.
Kelsey, Kelsey, now I'm getting nervous.
What?
Are we not in sync anymore?
Better to be a queen?
Yeah, I mean, like, not all about being popular? Am I crazy? You're making me gaslighting me.
I'm gaslighting you.
I feel it. And I'm what?
Sometimes, see, I know, I'm, right? Pooja, maybe I'm not, maybe I'm not a queen. Maybe I'm losing my queendom. I don't know.
No, Kelsey, don't say that.
Yeah, do not. Oh my God. That's too much time with Maria. What? Kelsey.
You guys are right. Okay. I need my RGF to kind of get me back in line.
Yeah. You got to get reset.
We're your hype squad. Everyone needs a hype squad.
I need a judge.
Need a little.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay. Just breathe, Kevin. Everything's fine. You completely undermine a year of us trying to be popular.
I know. We're pretty popular.
What's that?
I said we're pretty popular.
I mean, we were talking last week, forgiveness tours. We were going on in 22. I had Monster Energy drinks on board. You know, if the sponsors of our tour, upcoming Regular Guy Friday tour, hear about this, they're going to pull.
You're right. Yeah. I got to get it together.
So it's all about what?
Being popular.
Thank you. We'll be right back.
And likes.
And likes. Oh my God, it's all about the likes. It's all about.
Oh my God.
We'll be right back.
How is it already the holidays? For many of us, that means travel and family, and unfortunately, it can mean stress and pressures too. Tis the season to be jolly, but sometimes it just doesn't feel that way, and that's okay. Ease some of the burdens the holidays can bring with Talkspace Online Therapy. I know this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom, and you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. If you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com. I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
All right, we're back. I have calmed myself.
Kevin, where'd you go?
You know when you have your Oprah aha moment?
No, Kevin, we can't see you.
We literally can't see you because you threw your computer because you got so excited about the likes.
For everyone listening, he got so excited that I think the camera was knocked over.
Honestly. Oh. Oh my goodness. So you guys can't see him, but we would like to see him.
Right. You can't see him and we also can't see him.
Right.
Oh, thank goodness. Listen. All right. Well, let's.
There he is.
Yay.
He's back, everybody.
Okay. We're back. You guys, it's just, you know what? You're laughing at me. I had a little bit of a fit. My camera fell. The whole thing came apart. But like, I just, like I said, I on the show, I just get these Oprah aha moments. And like, it was just, I don't know, maybe it's a more of a reset, but it is all about the likes.
It really is.
Yeah.
Really
and like is. For a minute, I swear to God, like I must have forgotten because it's because of Christmas Eve and today being Christmas Eve. But at the end of the day, and I will tell you guys, I've been doing this scam of paying for the person behind me. Then yesterday, then on Christmas Eve, Kelsey, I went for a threefer.
I heard you. And you guys, I can vouch for him because I was on the phone. And I heard it.
Lady looked at me confused. And I said, Kelsey, do you remember what I said to her?
No. What did you say? Oh, yeah, you did. Kevin goes, I'm driving a van. Don't let it deceive you. I'm driving a minivan, but I'm still rich or something like that. Yeah,
I'm actually rich. Just give me the confused look.
You had a minivan?
I gave her the money to keep quiet. What's that, Pooch?
Yeah, I love minivans. They're my
But guess what? Yeah, but here's the thing, guys, with that scam. We're no likes involved.
No.
We're being popular.
No.
Like nobody there to go, oh my God, you bought me my drink. Oh, please. Like, no, nothing. No fanfare.
You just drive off.
Yeah, what's the point of even doing it? There's no point.
You know what I think? Maybe. Mm. Maybe when you guys get back, when we get in the drive-through line, right? We send Pooj out to go up to the window six cars ahead, put the credit card down to pay for that person, the other six. So they have to point back and say, it's those popular kids in the minivan who pay for everything. Yeah. And then all the love and the likes come in.
Yeah, we'll get all the honks. They'll be honking for us.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Yes.
It'll be like a parade just for us.
I want to go do it now.
That's what I do too.
Oh my God. That sounds amazing. Anyway.
But first, we have to learn what you learned. Learn about your new term. Gen Z.
Wow. Listen to me. So as you know on this show, I'm a very, very, very big Sylvester Stallone fan. He is my idol. And I love his work. And anyway, his wife, Jen, is to me one of the best mothers, Hollywood mothers I've ever met, are definitely the best and best Hollywood wife for sure. She did such a wonderful job with the three girls. You know, they remind me of you guys. They're really good kids. And they have their podcast, which I, you know, I'm always like mentoring where I can. And Sophie Stallone was saying how when she was younger, she was a total pick me girl.
We were just talking. I just taught Kelsey what a
pick me girl. You just taught me this the other week.
I just taught it to her.
I can't get upset again, but I was a pick me guy. I was a pick me guy. Yes. She totally thought she was a main character.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah. Right.
What about main character? Is that your first time?
No, I use it all the time. I want to share it with everybody. Yeah.
Right. We just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Because I was that pick me guy and I was totally, at least I thought it was the main character, but can you guys like weigh in on this? Like,
sure.
Were you a pick me girl? Like at a main character?
Pooj, take the lead. I mean, I think I was a main character. I don't think I was a pick me girl.
Yeah. We weren't pick me girls, me and Kels, but a pick me girl is kind of someone who's like, oh, I'm not like other girls. Like what's
I'm different.
Like what's eyeshadow? Like, oh, I don't even own like an eyeshadow palette.
Yes,
like
seriously.
I love sports. Right. What is Gossip Girl? Like what is reality?
Like I love beer. You guys all like wine? Oh my God. I like the beer. Like the boys.
You're like, oh, I can't help it. I'm just such a boy. Like, oh, I have,
right?
I don't have girlfriends because there's too much drama.
Like, I'm a guy's girl.
So that's a pick me girl, which me and Kels, just to reiterate, we're not.
Oh
no,
but it's okay. If you were like, we love.
So here's the thing with Sophie, she was saying that she thought she was making fun of herself because she would go to Justin Bieber concerts and she thought she was out in the audience and she thought he was going to ask her to come backstage and meet her and all that stuff. Like she was making fun of herself saying
had those moments for sure.
Definitely.
Where it's like, you're just like not paying attention and like,
yeah,
like
that's how I thought. I was a total pick me guy.
But also like credit to her. She is Sly's daughter. So honestly, maybe if I was Sly's daughter, I would have thought that as well.
Yeah. But you know what? No, but here's the thing with them.
She probably would have gotten chosen to go on stage.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me. I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use, where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're gonna love them.
Right, right.
Well, here's the thing with these guys. They're not like that, but that's the mom. No, you there. When I say they're just three good kids,
Jen keeps them humble.
Oh my goodness. She's worked hard at it. You know, he brought home they're a great partnership. He brought home the bacon and she just was all over them.
They seem like
the best way. Not like we talked about with Deb and Mrs. Nair. It's like cool mom, but okay. But no, mom. I'm still the mom. And I see it when they're at parties, which the mother will go, you need to go and take this out. You need to serve the food to your cousin. You need to
but they seem like great girls. Yeah.
They're really amazing. But listen, it's not even about that. Yes. There's your name drop for today, but it's really guys like about, you don't want to be that pick me guy or girl. Right.
Oh my God.
Right.
Right.
And I think Because here's the thing with being a queen. Being a queen, I think all we queens are main characters. And then the queen thing is that we're all main characters in the story. But the here's the problem, the fundamental issue with the queen philosophy, K-W-E-E-N. But we don't want to call it out here because we just want to be queens. It's just easier to be queens.
Right.
Okay. I'd love all the queens out there right now to just kind of just either fast forward over this part or turn the volume down because I don't want you guys to hear this.
You're going to break our hearts right now.
I want to make sure Maria's not listening. All right, listen. The problem is with the queen philosophy is, yes, we're all queens and we're all main characters. But the problem is kingdoms generally have one queen. I've not known a kingdom to have many queens. I've not known a story. Yes, you can have multiple main characters in a story, but you can't have all main characters. This is the fundamental problem with the whole queen.
That's really hard. I've never really thought about that.
I want to stay drunk. I want to stay numb because I don't want to think this deeply. I want us all to be
queens.
And that's why, by the way, none of you guys jumped on my book idea.
What?
Remember my going back. See, listen, call back to titles.
Okay.
God, now I have to remember the title, but I remember when I threw it out to Maria, she's like, that makes me ill because everyone would buy that book.
Oh yeah. How to be a queen in the 21st century or something like that.
No, it was building your throne in a world of queens.
I love it. Oh, I think you should write it.
It's awesome.
So Maria was like, okay, I want to throw up in my mouth. And then she goes, everyone would buy that book.
I think you should write it.
I think you should do it.
Yeah, because it is hard because everyone is a what?
Queen.
Right? But you have to want your throne.
Right.
So building your throne in a sea of queens is not an easy task, people.
No.
So, Kat, do you want to know what?
Listen, we could write that book, and you know, hold that thought, Kels, because okay. I do want to, as I love, I think I know where you're going.
Okay.
But you know what? I think, listen, not enough hours in the day to pursue all of the nonsense in my world that I already pursue and make poor Maria mental over. But imagine if I interviewed all the queens. If we interviewed all the queens, Ava Max, some other queenfluencers, and just got their advice on how to build the throne in the sea of queens.
It'd be phenomenal.
You want to do a Regular Guy Friday digital book, Kelsey?
Yes. Are you kidding?
Because it wouldn't be hard to do. See, this is how this is how this gets started. This is why
forgiveness tour digital book.
All of it.
All of it.
But you know what? Here's the thing. Can I ask you continued empathy for Maria? Because yes, like it's nice. She's got her manservant and she's got her but at the same time, this is the shit poor Maria has to put up with. Wait, what are you working on now? Oh,
I can't.
I'm working on my self-help book.
I'm working on my digital book.
My digital book, Jeff. how to build your throne in a land of queens. Working title.
We love it though. We're here for it.
What were you saying?
Oh, I just have another, another queenism to throw to the fire here. I had to ask Pooja yesterday because I had a friend message me LGF with like a lot of exclamation points. And I was like, I'm sorry, I have no idea what that means.
Let's go, friend.
Oh, yeah. LFG. Thank you.
Pooja. LGF is let's go, friend. I want to let it go.
LFG, Pooja, again, had to correct me. But this person's older than me. And I was like, why do I don't know what this is. So I had to ask Pooja, and it means, Kevin, do you know what it means?
Yeah, but I don't want to say.
Pooja, would you like to teach everyone what it means?
It means
I don't want to get canceled. Good.
Good point.
It means let's effing go.
Yeah.
Phenomenal. I'm going to start using it. Let's fucking go. LFG. Kels? What?
I'm sorry. You know my OCD. One of Erica's pictures behind you is a little askew.
Oh my God.
Would you mind taking your headset off and just going fixing that for 1 second, please?
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's really bothering me. And take your headset off, please. Because I want you to, I don't want you to be encumbered. Let's get that fixed. It's the one to the top left. All right, Pooja, I'm very concerned that Kelsey doesn't know a lot of this lingo.
I know.
And it's really, real. I'm sorry. Like, it's chewy.
It's chewy. Kev, we have to teach her. We have to.
How do we like, yeah, but I'm just saying, do we keep her in the click?
I think we have to, it's like probation right now. You know what I mean?
Seriously.
It's
like, okay. But I can't be the one
shit talking to me.
Hey, excellent job. Yep. That's straight right there. Perfect.
Such a good job. It looks thank you. So good.
So
I'm
good.
Proud of you.
Thank you.
Are you. Such a queen, LFG.
Such a queen.
LFG.
Bunny ears for you.
Bunny ears and snaps. Okay. Okay, kids. Now then, where were we?
LFG.
Crickets. LFG. All right, you guys, we'll take one more break. It's a regular guy and girl Christmas. We fooled them through the holiday season. Well done. By the way, has it not, just like we said on Regular Guy Friday, two Fridays ago, has it not been Friday every day since then?
Really has.
Okay, so here's the challenge, guys. I think I'm going to say it again. It's Friday until January 3rd. Nice. Sorry, people.
I'm down.
Nice.
Seriously. Okay, kids, we'll be right back.
Hey, Heal Squad. The holiday season is festive and fun, but it can also be stressful. Gift shopping, hosting, and traveling all take a toll. Quality sleep is essential to help boost energy, recovery, and well-being. That's why I'm here to talk to you about Sleep Number. If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. You go online and take a quiz, then you go into the store and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually an amazing process. Then they take your sleep number, mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait until you try. My bed is also temperature balancing and has a foot heater, perfect for the cooler months. Trust me, don't go anywhere else for a mattress. Discover special offers now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the light up haunted house for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
Hello, regular guys. Hello, regular gals. Merry Christmas Eve. I hope you guys are had a great holiday or are having a great holiday. Guys, are you like me? I just wish this would, these like 2 or 3 weeks are just special. And I always say to people too, like, forget the religious. If you can forget the religious aspects of the holiday, that's for you personally. But if you take away the other aspects, which is just the spirit of giving and joy, that's why I think it's a wonderful holiday for everybody. And I don't know about you, but I definitely hit the rut after the new year. You know, so I have to get right to work. Now this is so great that we'll be writing our Regular Guy Friday digital book on how to build your throne in a land of queens.
I still like C.
I like
C of Queens, working title.
Great.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries
Discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished. I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Working title.
Working title.
But yeah, but it's a bit of a letdown. But do you guys love this time of year as much as I do, or I am just a mental case?
No, I do. But it also like stresses me out in a sense where, Kev, I know you and I both hate Sundays. And I feel like this is a continuous Sunday where like then we have to go back to real life. And it like honestly gives me anxiety.
You know, it's funny. I hate, Kelsey and I have this mutual hatred of Sundays, or just disdain for Sundays. But I don't feel like this for Christmas.
Well, that's good. Teach me your ways.
I feel like it's when you're younger, like everything is easy. Like it's fun. It's super Christmas. Now that you're older and you kind of have to help with like planning and like you're doing the Christmas shopping, like you have a little more responsibility. It's like, I don't know. It's just not something I really had to do before, but now that I'm back and I'm an adult, it's something that I have.
And your parents are like, hi, actually come help us cook. And you're like, wait, right. What?
And like, that stuff is fun. That stuff we used to do together. It's more just like planning things. It's like, even you guys were like, what are you guys doing today for Christmas Eve? And I was like, oh, I'm not even sure. Like my cousins are coming, but I know like me and my siblings are like the ones to plan that, you know, like we're going to be like, okay, like we plan the gingerbread day. We plan like the movie nights. Like we plan that stuff now. Cause my parents are like, all right,
we did it.
18 years. Now you guys handle this stuff.
That's really good. Yeah, but that was a good parenting by the Nayers. You know what I mean? To get you into that mindset.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we were saying before we started the show that Pooja is in the sweet spot where she still gets to be a little bit of a kid.
Yeah, definitely.
With all this. And poor Kelsey, I said, Kelsey, you're in the last days of this.
I really am.
The last days of like, you know, going home and being the daughter and going to your old bedroom and just enjoy them and savor them, you know?
Well, let me give you a nice, Kev, you'll appreciate this. We, as you guys know, have to take a trip to New Mexico. So this is how old I am. My parents were like, okay, well, this was an expensive trip, so Merry Christmas. And I was like, I'm sorry, what?
Wait,
I'm still
no,
a kid.
Oh no.
But my mother being the angel she is, still got us a few things. But my dad was like, Nope. He got me. I needed a new pair of...
Doug doesn't listen to Regular Guy Friday, does he?
No.
Good.
No.
Okay.
No.
I'm gonna have to drop the flag now on this one.
Right? Okay. I'm curious what you think, because I need a new pair of running shoes. He gave me a budget. Wait. You're going to die. He gave me a budget and shoes were more. So he bought me half the shoes. And I was like, he wrapped one shoe. And I was
no problem with that. No problem.
I'm going to kill you.
No problem with that.
Okay, go.
No problem with that. No. He's that's the side of you you're going to be grateful for as you invest and as you get older. No. That's okay.
Okay.
The part of the equation that I'm going to red flag is that, you know, you and Maria, and this probably brings it back to, you know, our Christmas and what's going on in this house. But the thing with Queenie, with Auntie Maria, is that, you know, she being an extrovert like you are, Kelsey, she's just always go, 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 and massive FOMO.
Yeah.
And always thinking, I've got to be here, I've got to be there, I've got to be at this one's event or this one, you know, I have to be at this family party or the Christmas has to be this or it has to be that. And I said for decades, like you, because you work like a samurai, you know, you can't be like that. You've got to, if you get like a precious day or two or three, this is for you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and if they want to, and if the people around you, Maria, want to fall in line and be with you or come around and support you right now, that's great. And I'll go back to Sonia DeVille, another name drop. We were talking last week, when she goes, she's got one sister who gets it, who gets that Daria is on, her real name's Daria, but Daria is on a plane with the WWE for, and she's on an economy flight for, she goes to four different cities every week on an economy flight. After she's, you know, she's not taking a lot of ring bumps right now, meaning like, but for the time she does, or the wrestlers do, imagine like your body's beat up, your muscles, everything, your joints, you're going up and down in a plane, then to the rent a car thing, then get your rent a car, then do all that stuff. Like, and you know, she has thankfully has a sister who's like, no, you're coming, you sit on the couch, here's your remote, here's your wine, I'm cooking, and just you're home now. And I think that if when you're a samurai and you're, which she is, and which you are, Kelsey, and so is Maria, you either need people around you that get that, or then you have to do that for yourself. And the reason, you know, your regular guy partner got involved with your Christmas, and I was like, when they were like gonna pinball you all over the country, and I'm like, wait, Kelsey. Like, you work so hard, you know, you just fixed your stomach. Like, this is going to be, you're fixing your stomach. This is going to be one of your last chances to go home. And I go, no. You need to just let them go and you stay home. Okay, fine. You don't have to, you guys don't have to revolve around my life. Like, Daria's not expecting the sister to do that for her. But, and Maria doesn't expect anyone to do that for her either, but you don't have to go and chase other people and wear yourself out, like if you're operating at that level. And for me, you know, I'm just that believer too of like, I don't know. When you're the one doing something really cool and out of the box and special, I feel like the real friends and loved ones rally around you. Now, it doesn't mean you get to be bratty or abusive to any of them, but the real people will rally around you and say, and be like, we get it. And so that trip was not, you did that for them. That is not, you know what I mean? Like you did, but again, like this is, and again, I love your family, but sometimes, you know, I know how men are. I'm one of them. I'm not a queen. We get silly and in our own worlds and like, we confuse everything, but it's like, no, B, wait a second. Hold I didn't want me. To get on. Last thing I want to do was get on a plane in the middle. I wanted to go home, just watch movies, see my friends, see you guys, hang in my bedroom. That's it. You know, and you're doing that for them. So no, that was actually my present to you, but thank you very much. And by the way, you can give me $10. You can give me $3, right, to give me a Starbucks gift card, and I'm going to be grateful, but don't tell me my present. Because that was my, and I really do think you need a correction there. Like my gift to you,
right?
Was that don't twist this and say half of that's my gift.
Like, well, and it's funny too, Kev, because I agree in what you said. It's like that's, and I don't know if it's always the case, but the difference between male and female a lot, because that's how my mom saw it.
Yeah,
versus
she got it, but again, I can only say because I'm a male and we become fatheads, and this is the and by the way, we have some males, right, Kelsey, that we work with, right,
in
show business, and we look at each other all the time and go, oh my God.
What is that? Yeah.
Typical male, like the male ego and not empathetic to what's really going on around them. And we just go, okay, you know, I had to thank God for Kathy, and I didn't have sisters, but Kathy was a domineering mom. Mm-hmm. So I was always kind of, and she was progressive. She was working. She was a feminist. Like, so all those things were drilled into me, but then along with a dad that was very much a man's man too. So I felt like I was blessed in that way, but a lot of people aren't. And I feel like with that situation, Kels, it's like, it's fine. Like we're going as a family to do this thing for this other family member. And I'm happy to be, you know, and I'm going, but like, it's of strain and stress on my body.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. you know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
And I don't need a bigger present. I would just put a pin on, and you know, I'm big on stepping on things because people create realities. And I'll always say to people, sometimes people will say things enough that it becomes a reality.
You're right.
And do you know what I mean? That's not the reality of that situation. It doesn't seem like it.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, guys. I'm sure people listening going, leave her alone. Get out of her life. Being like, you know, a father hen. But it's not a present. Like, okay, like you're taking me because you wanted us to be together, family. Like that was something you wanted and I'm going along and I'm happy to go along, but it's not a present and you don't have to give me a present. That's not your job. You don't have to.
Yes.
But don't say that that's a present because it's not. I'm actually really tired.
Yeah.
And I work really hard. Mm-hmm. And as we talked about, you know, we've talked about many times on the show, in literally probably the hardest industry in the entire world.
Mm-hmm. No, and you're right. You're right. And I think it's one. I also think it's.
But then I would say, bunny ears, you're a queen.
You're a queen.
You have to tell them.
But you know, it's funny because it's family, you know, situations, right? And a lot of times it goes back to old patterns and that sort of thing. And you're right, because it's like, I'm not asking for anything. You don't need to give me anything, but you're right. What the part that needs to be stomped on is the like, that's not a present. And that's, and again, you don't need to give me anything. Like, I'm fine.
But the takeaway, there's two great takeaways there. I'm glad you said it. It's about, you know, when we see relatives and a lot of people, you guys, listen, you probably didn't see your relatives on Christmas Eve, which is why, thank you, Jeff Graham. It's literally now my favorite holiday, because Christmas Eve, I'm seeing my landscapers. I'm seeing like my mechanics, my tailors. I'm bringing them presents and I don't have to deal with this stuff. But as we all move to Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, we're going to be around family members and yeah, they want you to fall back into childhood patterns. And no. This is your role. This is who you are. And by the way, you want to know why we're talking about, like, when people get really successful and they don't want to be around people from their past and they think, oh, that person sold out or he doesn't have time for the little people or she doesn't have time for. Yeah, actually, they don't have time for the little people because little people want to put you back in the box that you're still 7-year-old Kelsey, or you're still 16-year-old Kevin, or I don't give a shit what I see. I see who you are and you're this, whatever, this old carny. You're a carnival worker. You're not, you know what I mean? Like, I've had it all played on me, and it's the biggest tell to just be like, you know what? I shouldn't be around this. Or if it's someone you need to be around, these are the things you step on and go, nope, you don't stomp on, you step on and go, nope, this is the reality. Happy to go along, but let's just know that here's the reality situation. Just saying. And then on to the next, you know, then on to the next. I think that's the, but a lot of people are going to be during these times, we have family members that do that. And
yeah, you're
old friends, and old friends who try to put us back in that old box.
Yes.
Oh yeah.
And look at poor Kelsey was falling in. I could see it where you were like, oh, you know, like I'm where, like, nowhere. Excuse me. No. Coffee and a Crella.
Yeah.
Here's your coffee. Here's your Crella. And I
have
just
a nice
make
day.
Sure that we know what the reality is here. Is I'm going with you and it's not a,
yeah,
you know, but and then the other lesson is when sometimes when it's people you do care about and they will. Or even if it's, you could care about them in terms of personal, but even if it's a professional thing, you care about them professionally because it affects your career or your business. When people put out like those falsehoods, I'm always big on no, step on them. because next year it's like, oh, remember we got you your trip to Arizona. We say we never get you anything, you know, it just like bubbles up and it's like, no. So it's like, I'm very big on no. I always would say to the kids at AfterBuzz when they come to me, I go, step on that. No, 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 back up. That's not the reality. This is the reality. Now we move forward.
And I think too, with your family, like another tip that I have, because I know I do it, is not letting like emotions get into it, right? Because it's like, we all have like, I do. I can't easily resort back Kelsey, to 15 why? Year old That's Kelsey. Right.
Well, what were you like at 7? Of course, you were a little girl. Right. Or like at 15, right. Of course. Right. But that's the goal. Now you're yes. back on the ride, people.
Yeah.
Now you're back on the ride. Now, by the way, the people doing it, sometimes they consciously are aware of it, which really sucks and is really cat-like. And then other times it's subconscious because they're just used to, you know, that you're if you learn about the merry-go-round of these dysfunctions, you know, they talk about it all the time. And it's like, they always say the one person gets off the ride and the ride stops, but then everyone gets really mad because it's like, oh, what the hell? Everyone was used to the merry-go-round going around in a circle and everyone's riding their little horsies. And some people have the bigger, better horsies. Other people don't. But everyone's happy because they're used to that going in a circle. Then one person gets off the ride and goes, no, 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 no. We're not doing this anymore. And then everyone freaks out, you know? So, yeah. So you get, they're putting that stuff on you like the 7, 12, 15-year-old Kelsey, pushing those buttons. And so then you start reacting that way. But I will say, guys, now they got you. And I've been there and I'm still there. So don't anyone think like I literally in the last year or two have gotten much better at just being like, no, I'm not going to let childhood Kev come out and react and be a brat back to them or be angry or be, it's, no, I'm going to.
Because what you can't control is your reaction.
I was just going to say that, Kelsey. Oh my God. We have telepathy. It's crazy. I was just going to say that.
That's what you can control. You can control that response and you just take that moment and go, noted. And then
breathe.
And move forward. You know, it's funny because we're having some realizations this holiday at the house here. And, you know, COVID is, you know, cases are up. And while I think less, you know, I'm hoping less people perish from it, they're still up. And obviously it's scary because you never know. I always say like, it's a joke until it isn't, right? Like, it's like, okay, we get COVID and it's no big deal. But then you hear like that one person that died, especially the older person or the person who's compromised. So, you know, we're going to lay low here for the holidays and it's going to be, you know, Maria and me and Max and Winnie. And, you know, we had this realization, we're like, oh my God, this is 20 years ago when it was Maria, me and baby and Benny. And that's all we had. And I'll go back to this rundown apartment we had in a very, very dangerous area in LA. And we had, and I've told the story, but I think it's important because it's Christmas, the story of Noel, our apricot poodle. And we were volunteering at the shelter at the time. We had no money, barely any friends, and no family, Marie and I. And one of the things that helped us both was going to volunteer because, you know, I always say like, it's such a great cure for depression because you focus on something else. You feel good about yourself that you're helping someone else. You get to see other people that don't have it as good as you. And then you also meet like-minded people. So we would do it at the dog shelter around the corner. And LA is a very high kill, unfortunately, city. So you really, the pressure's on to try to get these babies like groomed and adopted and, you know, get people come in to buy them. And when you're in there, maybe training them, all that stuff. And it was really helpful to us. But we came out one Christmas Eve, and before I knew it was a holiday, probably Jeff wasn't even born at that point. How old was Jeff at that point? Jeff's probably 10. But Jeff being Jeff, he knew there was a Christmas Eve. But on Christmas Eve, Maria runs up to me with this apricot poodle who's got her arms wrapped around Maria's neck. She said, Kevin, this one was in the back, like with all the big dogs, like the pit bulls and things like that. And she was just shivering. And she's like, and she won't take her arms around off me. I'm like, we have to get her out of here. And it was like, at the time it was $75 to adopt a dog. And we only had, $45 in our checking account.
Oh my goodness.
And, we're like, oh my God, how do we get her out of here? How do we get her out? And I was like, well, I said, I can, I forget I had a check coming to me because I started being an extra. You know, I told that story, which I won't tell again. I said, but I can go there during the day and just kind of keep my hand under the cage and hold her like for the whole day until we get the money. And thank goodness, one of the people worked there said, oh, no, she's actually been spayed. And when they're spayed, then it's only $35 or like $25, $25. And so I'm like, oh my God, we can get her. So we got her and we took her home. And we named her Noelle on behalf of Christmas Eve Eve, the greatest holiday of the year that I didn't know was a holiday back then. But now that I tell the story, I'm like, wow, that was Christmas Eve Eve. And it's funny, Noelle had a whole other story where she was quadriplegic and, you know, they gave her months to live and we ended up getting 9 wonderful years. And she even went on to become like a volunteer therapy dog at the hospital. But I go back to that Christmas and it was just this like Charlie Brown broken tree. And we felt like we had nothing, yet we had each other and we had baby Benny and Noel, and it ended up being wonderful. And there's a great, there's a great Rankin Bass claymation, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. I've talked about it before, but there's one moment where Kris Kringle and his, and Mrs. Claus get married out in the woods because they have nobody but the animals. And Fred Astaire is the narrator, says, no church ever looked nicer, you know? And it's like, so to me, the meaning of that was always like, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're at some, you know, grand Christmas party with a long table and tons of food or you have like the nicest house. None of that matters. What matters is, you know, the people who are around you care. And for some people, Marie and I had each other and we had the babies. Other people, you just maybe have the babies. And there's other people, like you do have the Heal Squad, you have us, like, you know, we would all respond over the holidays if you need us. But that was our Christmas. And now you cut to now all these years later and we're back in that same position. And I said to Maria, I said, the difference I think is that we won't approach it like, oh, poor us. I go, now we know better. And we know enough to say, wow, how blessed we are. And, you know, and that this is a reset of sorts for a whole new life and a new chapter for us to begin. And so we're very much looking forward to it. But it's a total full circle, you know, it's a total full circle from where we were.
That's so cool.
Right. To where we are now. And so we will be doing our usual, which we will be getting lots of Italian food.
Oh yeah. I was with you guys last year when we did that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. So Violetta's our house mom, you know, she'll busy making like tamales for her family, but I've now infected them with the Italian food. So every year I send them all the platters and stuff to give them a Italian Christmas. But anyway, yeah, we do that. And then our thing will be to watch. We already saw It's a Wonderful Life, which we see, you know, before Christmas Eve Eve. And then tonight we watch the Alastair Sim version of Scrooge, the 1951 version. And then all is well. And then tomorrow it will be a lot of good movies come out, a lot of good TV series traditionally in our business. And that's that. And just be grateful and then try to spend this week resting, you know, poor Maria, what she's been through. Like I say for myself, like, oh my God, all the work I did in the last 2 years, I just want to rest. And so I think we're being, in the sense for us anyway, we're being blessed with given the time to kind of rest and lick our wounds and reflect. And I was telling Maria too, like I said, you know, I think we'll look back at this time and say, well, did we take advantage of it as much as we could? And I don't mean just with work. I mean, with like just rest. Because if kids are coming and all that stuff, I'm like, that's going to be out the window. So like, let's just,
and you're always a better worker when you rest, when you lick your wounds.
100%. And I think, you know, I told Maria, and you guys need to know this too, I really wanted to get her in the mindset of like, this winter, I'm like, I'm going to build in a lot of snow days. I'm like, we just need snow days of like, we don't have to be as intense. We don't like, I really want to get her in the mindset of like, you know, when I see Adam Carolla do his podcast and I see the guy in like his socks and his flip flops and his pajama pants, and he just walks in the studio and just, you know, talks and whatever. I'm like, Maria, I think there's plenty of room for that with you. And just have fun with this and enjoy it more and don't be as intense. And so these are the things that she's going to work on. And then in the week, which by the way, guys, we will be broadcasting or podcasting all week long with fresh content. So I'll keep you posted everything going on with us, but we'll spend the week resting, watching shows. And then like, I think reflecting on what the new year is going to look like for us, what our goals are. And, you know, and I think scheduling more of all of this, meaning, you know, which I don't do enough. So schedule like this day is I'm going to work on this project, or this part of the day I'm going to work on that project, or I'm going to pay bills this day. These are my workout days. Like I want to try scheduling things and seeing, but even just the time to put in of making that schedule, it's going to take some work. So like, it'd be nice to have this week or two to do it. And like I said, this winter, I want to see if we can't work at a better pace, all four of us, not just Marie and I, but all four of us. So
love that.
Yeah. It's just, and again, bringing it back to, this is why I love the holidays. Mm-hmm. I think cause it's a time for us to rest, and I'm dreading next Christmas in a sad way, guys, because as we've talked about it, it's on a Sunday. Right.
That's the worst.
Right? What? So it's like, yeah, Monday back to the grind. You're like, no, you need evil. Christmas on a Wednesday. That F's everything up. That makes the beauty best
though.
Mess.
The beauty though of a Sunday is then it's kind of like right now that New Year's will be on a Friday. So it's like that awkward where people are kind of
it's
like,
not good, Kelsey. I'm telling you.
It's not good, but it could be worse.
You want it. Well, worse will be next year when it's,
you know, like, that is worse, I think.
Yeah, you're right.
It can't get worse.
You're right. What are we going to do?
What are we going to do? But listen, guys, we mean it though. You can always find us on Instagram or on the Patreon feed. We check in if you need us over these next couple of days.
And you guys will get, the Heal event I'm uploading on Saturday for you all. So if you need a little break from the family or whoever, step away, watch the Heal event on Patreon. Really, really special event.
Yeah. I feel like, and look out for stuff. We'll be dropping content here and there and everywhere, you know, when Maria's content. Up for it. Yeah. You know what I mean? If something hits Maria and, we'll throw it up on a potluck Saturday, but know that we are there for you guys, and we want to be, and keep the comments coming. We've got another slew of really great comments on Apple Podcasts and 5-star reviews and a couple of RGF shout outs.
I saw them. I love you guys.
I think someone said, I don't like them saying what?
Sorry. That's all me.
Yeah, but I love what, but guess
thank
what?
You.
This fan may be onto something.
It we could, have what? To get rid of what?
Could be Chuki.
What?
No, definitely not Chuki. Right?
Still in?
The fan, unfortunately, is not correct.
Okay. Thank you, Pooja.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, kids.
I have to tell you, I got the sweetest while we're on reviews. I got the sweetest DM ever. Someone just thanking me for sharing my stomach journey and my kind of like journey with that, and that they've been on the same journey their whole life. So, anyways, that like really meant a lot to me. And all you guys who message Better Together, message us individually. It means the world. So thank you. for that.
Yeah.
So sweet.
I was like, oh my God.
It's very sweet. And doesn't it motivate you to want to keep going?
Yes.
Yeah, it really helps. But that's why, guys, like, listen, we're expressing to you how it makes us feel. But that's why I'm like, even if it's, God, there was someone at Starbucks a couple of days ago that walked by Maria, and Maria took a sip of her drink and whispered to me, like, she's like, I think this doesn't taste right. And the girl like walked by, picked it up, didn't know it was Maria, by the way, I want to qualify that, flips around and goes, what's the matter with your drink? And Maria's like, no, it's just, it doesn't taste right. She's like, what was it? She's like, oh, soy latte. Did okay. The girl took it, makes the drink. And Maria was just like, okay, I hope, told the girl, like, I hope they appreciate you because you're amazing. And then, you know, I said the same thing to her, but I always say, like, sometimes when we can acknowledge people for like the good things they do for us, even if it's this in the smallest way and in the smallest transaction in our days, you just never know how that's going to be the one thing that's going to say, I can make it through today.
Honestly,
tomorrow, you know,
honestly,
you never know.
Yeah.
And I got to just work on my judgment detox more. And I think that, you know, like Christmas Eve, I was, I drove by when I went through that Starbucks and was, you know, Mr. Big Shot trying to be popular. I saw a guy with a sign, a young guy, like probably in his 20s, he had a sign over his face that was like, give me money, you know, like one of those signs that you see all over LA. And I just always had charges against them. And I don't know if it's a past life thing, or I don't know if it's like, because I've worked so hard, I just get mad when I'm like, you know. And Maria has always been like, Kevin, you don't know their story. And I'm working on that. So I was like, God, I want to give them money. But then I'm like, geez, but I've got these kids here killing themselves in the Starbucks. I'd rather just give the money to them because they're trying. And then I was like, no, it's not. I don't know. I was like, I'm going to go against the grain on this. And I ended up giving the guy money, and he was kind of surprised at what I gave him. And I think, I don't know. That's something I want to work on, because I don't know his story. Like, I don't know. And I got to remember, like, I don't know. Yeah, and I don't have all the answers. You know, we have a lot going on in LA right now with a lot of crime. And, you know, my lower vibrating side is like, F that, you know, cuff them all, put them all away. Like, and then my higher vibrating side says, well, God, these are a lot of 17-year-olds that are sent out by gangs because they won't be as liable criminally. But I think of all the stupid things I did at that age that I would have done, and someone's life could be ended. You know what I mean? Meaning like, once they're put away once, then that's it. It's game, set, match. And so now I just, you know, I don't know. I wish I had all the answers, but I do think that having more empathy for those people around us, and really the Gabby Bernstein judgment detox, is a big thing. That's a big one for me, people, you know, and the days go on, we'll probably be talking about New Year's and New Year's goals and things, but yeah, that's a big one that I got to work on here. Along with our book,
How to Build a Throne, How to Build Your Throne in a Sea of Queens. Yes.
Working title. Guys, to you, YouTube, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. I love you guys so much. I wish we could all be together, honestly, but I'm really happy you guys get to be home with family and friends. And obviously Merry Christmas to everyone out there. And just know, guys, that in my brain, or at least in Lowe's home improvement store's brains, Christmas does start in August, because that's when they put out all the decorations. So guys, we'll be right back in business and lights. Don't worry.
We're
just going to white knuckle these next 6 months. Boom. August, We're right back to Christmas. And Kelsey and I will be dropping our Christmas podcast.
What?
Right?
Oh, sorry. I'm not allowed to say that anymore.
No.
Pooja said Kelsey, we can say you what? Have to say it.
Right?
Okay, yeah. Thank you.
Because it's Pooja. Not Chuggy.
Good.
Anyway, Kelsey.
Kevo.
Any final thoughts?
I love you all. I'm sad we're not celebrating together, but I'm glad we're doing this because I kind of feel like we are celebrating together. Pooja, give your family a big hug. Kev, give Queenie and Winnie and Maximus a big hug. Really grateful for y'all. And I'm excited for this new year.
Hell yeah.
New year, new us.
Big virtual hug to everyone.
And I love our heel squad so much. And honestly, I know I said it before, but your messages mean the world. And thank you guys.
Yeah, you know what? The RGF community.
The best.
Not the Better Together community.
No, you guys are the best.
It's like the renegade version.
Yeah.
But the alt version. But we appreciate you guys.
Oh, so much.
Very much. No, like really, Kelsey, think of how they helped us through.
I know.
Like how many days, like Pooj, when we were back in Connecticut, mm-hmm. and the two of us were just like so exhausted. And it was like, oh my God. But then we would do RGF and then people would respond and be like, we love you guys. And thank you for doing this. And it really helps us on our weekends. And it was like, I don't know, just gave us that little extra to keep going. So
truly,
thank you. Thank you very much. So we have to try to continue to give that to you, but also to the back to those microtransactions and those people around us. So I don't know if you're dealing with people, if you're going to restaurants and you have waiters and waitresses this time of year, maybe we work a little harder to see them. Mm-hmm. We're doing last minute shopping. We don't want to be like Pooja is and rude to the people who work there. We want to be
Could
like,
you even imagine Pooja being just rude?
No. Pooja was raised right. Okay, kids. Right. Merry Christmas. And as we say in Boston, we'll talk to you shortly. But I think more than anything, Kelsey, right? We're here to do what? Help
That's
each
right.
other.
Mm-hmm.
Learn from mistakes.
Yes.
And have a few laughs.
Always.
Am I right?
You are right.
You're right, Kat.
Well, I think, I don't know if it's by Betches or it's going to be by Christmas Betches.
Or by Christmas bees. You know, it's a tough one.
So, you know what? I love bees, but Kelsey, no one says Betches like you. So
by Christmas Betches. Betches. Yes, by Christmas Betches.